This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, back on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, aptly named. What else would you call it? The Irving Finkelstein Show. I'm Wayne Root. So it's the Wayne Allyn Root Show. War. It's the way I was born, by the way. Wayne Allyn Root, Mount Vernon Hospital, Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline. The mean streets of the Bronx, New York. There's so much to tell you about this Jesse Smollett story. By the way, he got this letter, and then we'll get right to Bill O'Reilly. He got this letter in the mail, not at his home or anything, but at his studio. How would someone know the name of his studio that creates his show? Who would know that? What Trump guy would know that? And the letter was like the alphabet killer. Used to take things from a magazine, cut out letters, and they did that. Cut out letters from a magazine. They told him, you're black, you're gay, we hate you. They called him names, slurs. And I guess they threatened to hurt him or kill him, right? There was a hazmat alert because they set white powder in the envelope. And when nobody cared, he went crazy and he decided to do this. This is the new story that we're getting from police sources and from the Nigerian brothers that he hired, clearly hired, allegedly hired, but at this point clearly hired to carry out the scam. He went to the gym with them. They were extras on the show, Empire, that he was about to be fired from. He wanted to make himself famous. He had, crazy ego ideas of glory. So he decided they would notice him on the streets of Chicago in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, 20 below zero. Right. You know a guy. He's famous from Empire. Oh, yeah. He wasn't famous to anyone who watched Empire. And so he was mad. He said that he got this letter and no one cared. But now I believe, my guess, just as I believed it was a hoax, I believe that letter was a hoax, too. I'll tell you why when we get back. But in the meantime, it's time for my interview with Bill O'Reilly. It was a long one today, but a great one. Wait till you hear what Bill had to say to me about the biggest news stories of the day. Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, king of cable news for so many years, and we are honored, as always, to have him on the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. Hey, Bill, I hope you had a great weekend.
I don't remember it, Wayne. I think it was good.
That means it was very good. Uh-huh. All right, let's talk a little bit about treason. Is it, in fact, treasonous that Rod Rosenstein and Andrew McCabe, the former FBI director, Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, Trump says it's treasonous, that they were working against him, they were plotting to use the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. What say Bill O'Reilly?
Well, Rosenstein denies it. I mean, he says he didn't do anything untoward and he didn't buy into McCabe. So there's a division between McCabe and Rosenstein. And Senator Lindsey Graham has set a trap for them by saying that he's going to bring him in under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee, of which he chairs, and ask him, what are we doing? Very specific questions about how they were discussing President Trump. So that's pretty interesting development. One or the other is lying. So, Barr is now the Attorney General. He was sworn in last week, as you know. And I'm saying to myself, I need to see that Michael Horowitz Inspector General report from the Department of Justice, and Barr's got to get it out. Because that's going to clear up a lot of these questions. So rather than me speculating and talking out of my butt, I don't have the facts. But Horowitz does. So who did what? And why are you sitting on it for so long? Let's get it out and so we know the truth. And so that's where I am on this.
And obviously, I don't have the answers, but it sure seems to me, I don't know if it's Rosenstein, I don't know if it's McCabe, I don't know if it's Comey, but it seems like the entire government and all the leftover Obama people were certainly involved in some sort of subtle, slow-motion coup. What do you think about that general idea?
Well, Victor Davis Hanson, I think, is the best columnist in the United States, and we put his recent column on BillO'Reilly.com. We posted it there. And he discusses just what you said. And he goes through all the people that are involved with Mueller, McCabe, Comey, and it's pretty overwhelming that they all didn't like Trump. There's nobody in the apparatus who was a Trump supporter or had respect for him. So when you say the fix was in, it certainly looks that way. But again, I go back to the Horowitz report. He's the guy that's going to clarify who did what. But I urge all your listeners and my website members to read Victor Davis Hanson's column. And he is, in my opinion, the best columnist in America today.
All right.
Better than me, Wayne.
Let's move on to
better than me.
And better than me, obviously. I'm the actually syndicate. He's better than me. Okay. Jussie Smollett. And that story looks to be a horrendous black eye to the media. I have to do a little bit of bragging. I was the first guy I know of in the country who, the day I heard about his supposed story, I had the guts to come out on Facebook and Twitter to my fans and say, I'm going out on a limb. I'm scared to even say it, but it sure sounds like a hoax to me. There just aren't any white guys on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning with red Trump hats, with nooses in their hand, looking to lynch black men. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And they recognized him at 2 in the morning as the star of Empire. You know, it was 20 below zero, and they recognized him. It sounded like a fake story from the first second I heard it. So anyone who went for this, including, what is it, four Democrat presidential candidates, all took his side. And the media took his side. They're all idiots because there aren't any guys on the streets of Chicago screaming out the N-word and looking to lynch black men. There's no such thing anymore, thank God.
So what do you think about Brian Stelter, the CNN media critic, saying today, quote, I think it was a very careful reporting by news organizations. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Not very careful at all. They just heard
of
white guys,
not.
Trump hats, screaming
right,
the N-word.
So,
they went for it. Simple
so
as that.
When it first broke on January 29th, I didn't cover it because my audience doesn't care about Jussie Smollett. That's why I didn't cover it. All right? So I said, I'll let the celebrity press handle it, TMZ, these people. I'm not going to say it didn't happen. I wasn't there. Again, I'm a fact-based guy. So I'm not going to cover it. And I didn't. And then about a week later, I started to say the media and the politicians do the virtue signaling. You know what that is, right? Virtue signaling?
Yes,
that,
of course.
That America's
yes.
bad, Trump's bad, anybody who voted for Trump's bad, and we are good. And they're using Smollett to virtue signal. So I'll give you an example. Kamala Harris, the one who denied Brett Kavanaugh due process, said, this was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Right.
All right, so I'm saying, how
Don't
do you know?
Cory Booker. Cory Booker.
Same Cory Booker. Cory Booker, let me give you the quote. The vicious attack on Jussie Smollett was an attempted modern-day lynching. It's the same thing that Harris said, so they were sent that. All right, so and then I go, then I start to get interested in the story. And I said, oh, this is good. So now they're all virtue signaling. Pelosi, Gillibrand, Biden, Sharpton, all the Hollywood pinheads, they're all, okay. This happened, they know, because of course they were there at 2 a.m. when it was 50 below zero. They know it happened, and Trump people did it, they know that. Okay, so now they're all going to virtue signal that they're so noble and kind and fair, but those Trump people, all of them, are really bad. That's when I got involved, and just as you did, I said, this doesn't stack at all. None of this stacks. And I said that on the radio last week. But the bigger part of this story is that the media, all right, if you read my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, NBC News devoted almost an hour to this, and so did ABC News. An hour of convicting whoever accosted Mr. Smollett, who, by the way, remains innocent until proven guilty. Now, I think he's going to be charged. I think the Chicago authorities are going to charge him with filing a false police report and hiring these two guys who are going to flip on him.
Who he knew. Yeah, he knew they were extras on Empire and hung out in his gym.
Yeah, to do this. So I think they're going to charge him, but I'm going to give Smollett the presumption of innocence.
No.
Okay? So I'm not going to convict him of anything. But, you know, so I see this, and I go, this is what America is today. Covington kids, Kavanaugh, now Smollett, virtue signaling by the far left and the media. And then when the media is caught, which they are, they're just caught, then a guy like Stelter comes on and says, oh, no, we didn't do anything wrong, we were fair. Who do you think you're talking to, pal? You know, I mean, who really do you think you're talking to?
How could we have ever known?
It's just unbelievable.
All right. And by the way, what Jesse Smollett should be charged with is a hate crime. Because what he did was try to pour hate from all of America and all the Democrats and all the minorities in this country upon white Trump voters. We're all racist. We're all bad. We want to lynch black people. That was his attempt. That's a hate crime. Anyway,
that'll never happen.
Bill O'Reilly,
you know,
running short on time. Yeah, of course not. Of course not. But, you know, I have my fantasies too. Bill O'Reilly, great to have you on. Always great wisdom. And have yourself a great day.
Okay, Wayne. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back. Another great interview with Bill O'Reilly. Great insights. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Fordham Resources. They're the main title sponsor of my radio show and this television show. Thank you, Fordham. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American success stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified, natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruder, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. They own over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. Visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. That's FORTEMResources.com. Fordham Resources. Thank you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I always get news reports during my breaks, and Fox Business is reporting right now, Jussie Smollett sets up hate crime on himself. No surprise, guys. Wayne Root guessed it the first day, in the first moments this was all reported. First of all, he's one of the most over-the-top Trump haters you'll ever find in Hollywood. He hated Trump, hated Trump, hated Trump, hated Trump, and suddenly he's accosted at 2 in the morning by white guys with Trump hats screaming his name and screaming the N-word, 20 below zero on the street. To Chicago, the most absurd story I've ever heard. In the minds, only the fantasy, in the minds of a gay, black, Trump hater would think that white, straight males would try and lynch him in the middle of San Francisco, middle of Chicago. I have San Francisco on my mind because that's where all the liberals live, but Chicago's even worse. It's the most ludicrous story in history, and none of you picked up on it in the mainstream media. None of you had the cojones to understand it was a fraud from day one, because you actually believe in your crazy minds that there are white people who lynch black people on the streets of America's cities. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened in 100 years. You're out of your minds. Nobody wants to lynch black people. Nobody wants to lynch gay people. Are you kidding me? And nobody knew Jussie Smollett. Nobody in the whole world knew Jussie Smollett. So how could they, on the streets, in 2 in the morning in the dark, look at him? He's probably wearing a hoodie. It's 20 below zero. You're walking in the dark and someone goes, there's the guy from Empire. Let's go lynch him. It was so ridiculous from day one. I figured out what no one else could. But there's another point to this. Another point. The other point is, he got this supposed hate mail letter with white powder, and a hazmat crew was called out. He wanted this to be national news on the set of his TV show Empire, and it wasn't national news, and the reports are that's why he staged this, because he was trying to go bigger and better, because they didn't notice it last time. Well, guess what? That was a fake, that letter, too. I guarantee you that was a fake. How do I know? Because the new reports are out, and the police grabbed magazines and stamps inside the apartment of the two Nigerian brothers who were extras on the show that they now say were paid $7,000 to stage the attack on Jussie Smollett. So where do you think stamps, that's what you use to mail a letter, and letters are what you use to write a letter, and magazines they grabbed in the apartment where they probably cut the letters out. This was always staged and a hoax from day one, everything. The original letter was a hoax, and then on the streets of Chicago, there was a hoax. And it was all about a hate crime. He wanted the world to hate straight white males who support Donald Trump. That's a hate crime. He should go to prison for 20 years, not 3 years, not for just filing a false police report, but for a hate crime. Do you understand what could have happened? What if there were riots? What if black people murdered white people? What if gay people murdered straight people? All because you thought straight white males were out to hurt you and kill you when they weren't. It's like yelling fire in a theater. What if everybody runs out and there's a mob scene and three of them are trampled and killed? You should be arrested for murder. Jussie Smollett, who I never heard of in my life, was trying to make himself famous. And he didn't mind if the Chicago police arrested two random white guys who didn't do it, might have served 30 years in jail. Except his story blew up on him. That's a hate crime. It's much more than filing a false police report. All right, when we ended the last segment, I mentioned the sponsor was Fordham Resources of this show, the main title sponsor of my radio show and my TV show. But I never had a chance to mention they're publicly traded and their ticker symbol is FTMR. Led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man. Last stock went from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder value, and now 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, half of them audited by the famous world-renowned auditors, Deloitte Touche, ticker symbol FTMR, and their website is FordhamResources.com. I want to make sure I gave them a full shake. Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Meantime, Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says Trump's border wall is like the Berlin Wall. I could do an hour commentary on that alone. Other than Jussie Smollett, there's the other idiot, fool, moron, evil person of the day. The Berlin Wall, you idiot, you dim-witted woman, has nothing to do with women. You could be a man, you could be black, you could be white, you could be gay, you could be straight. She happens to be a woman and Latina, but she's dim-witted. She has a pea-sized brain. The Berlin Wall was to keep people in, because socialism is that horrible. And our wall is to keep people out, because capitalism is that great, that wonderful, and everybody in the world wants to get in. Some of them are bad guys and gals. How could you ever compare the Berlin Wall to Trump's wall? We just want to be safe and keep bad people out. There's no crime there. In Berlin, the socialists and communists wanted to keep people in, keep them imprisoned. She's an idiot.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says America stands with freedom-loving Venezuelans.
The people of Venezuela are standing for freedom and democracy, and the United States of America is standing right by their side.
The president also talks about the evils of socialism.
They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine.
a large part of the country is dealing with a big winter storm. Areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will see upwards of 4 inches of snow, but some localized areas could see up to a foot. That storm also dropped a few inches of snow in Las Vegas. And the markets were closed on this President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. You know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, thank you to our sponsor, Synagenics, of this segment. Synagenics, great company. What's so compelling about my story with Synagenics is I was a workout fitness fanatic my entire life and a healthy eating fanatic my whole life and popped a lot of vitamin pills and went to Synagenics, thought I'd be the model for 56-year-olds. I'm now 57, by the way. When I went to Synagenics last May, I was 56. And I just couldn't believe when they did all the tests, they found I had a lot of problems, including prediabetes and insulin resistance. And so they decided to make me their guinea pig. And you could tell, anyone who watches this show says, holy crap, you look like you're 10, 15 years younger. And everybody in my life says I look 10 or 15 years younger. And I felt fabulous for the last 10 months I've been on Synagenics. So I want to thank Synagenics. Great job. I don't need to say more. If you want the Wayne Root treatment, you want to make yourself great again the way they made Wayne Root great again. Trump makes America great again. They make Americans great again. One American at a time. Great job, Synagenics. Thank you for making Wayne Root great again. Give them a call because I am living proof 99% of all men. I can't speak for women. I'm a guy. But 99% of all men over the age of 50 are in big trouble and they don't know it. If I was in trouble, what chance do you have? If you smoke, if you drink, you smoke cigars, smoke cigarettes, if you've ever done drugs, I've done none of that. I was eating a healthy diet. And yet, I had all kinds of problems developing in my 50s. So call them, 888-YOUNGER, free, no obligation consultation, free. You hear what I said? Free. And the call's free, 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. G-E-N-I-C-S. How many times you watched the show and heard me talk about it and said, I should do it? Well, do it. All right. By the way, before we get to calls, Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, not only did he have a $150 million contract, and he thought it was great to kneel on the NFL field, which got so many of us angry. Basically, every guy who watched the NFL was angry. What are you kneeling for? I salute. I put my hand on my heart. When the American flag comes out, when the American National Anthem plays, or I cite the Pledge of Allegiance, I love my country. I realize I have a national TV show at the age of 57. I have a nationally syndicated radio show, a national syndicated column, new book coming out about Trump, Trump rules, several businesses. God bless America. This is the greatest country in the world. That's why we need to build a wall to keep people out, because they all want to come in and take our money. We don't need walls to keep people in, only walls to keep people out. So you're an idiot. And America isn't bad to black people. You had a $150 million contract. So now he sues the NFL because no one would hire him, which they shouldn't because he's a troublemaker. And he caused so many problems for the NFL, single-handedly destroyed their audience for 2 years. And so he sued them, and now they settled out of court, and the reports are he made $80 million in his out-of-court settlement. So does America really treat someone bad because they're black? They gave you $80 million for not playing. They gave you $150 million for playing and not that well. I think you're living proof America's good to everyone. Wow. All right, let's take some calls. We've got a caller who wants to disagree with me about lynching. Karen from Minnesota. Karen, you're out with Wayne Root. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Good. So why do you disagree with me? I want to know why. We'll have a nice conversation, by the way.
I appreciate your commentary and your opinions, and you have a right to your perspective. I appreciate that because it gives us all an opportunity to hear what other people are thinking.
Correct.
However, when you misspeak truth, then you have to be corrected. I know that you said that there haven't been any lynchings in over 100 years. Well, the last one was 1981, and that was by the Ku Klux Klan, and his name was Michael Donald.
And you did hear me say, by the way, that it's happened in our history. It was horrible. It was terrible. But it's been a long time, and nobody walks around the streets thinking, oh, my God, let me go lynch a black person. You do realize that nobody hates black people like that except for a few weirdos and mentally ill people. There's just no great sense, Karen, among white people that we don't like black people. It just isn't true. I'm trying to make that point.
I understand what you're saying, but you should not have said over 100 years.
Okay, well, that I'll cut you. Yeah, well, listen, by the way, it wasn't 100 years because I know there were lynchings around the time of the 1950s and 60s civil rights movement. So say a half century, but here you have one in 81 that I didn't know about, mea culpa. I'm sorry, didn't know about it.
Look them up. Michael Donald in Mobile, Alabama in
1981. Horrible thing. Horrible thing.
Lynched by the KKK.
Terrible.
Thank you so much
Karen, Karen, I'm Jewish. Remember something. The KKK hates me, too. So I have no love lost for the KKK. None. Zero.
All
I
right.
Hate them. Okay.
And
right,
I'm,
cool.
I'm Native American Cherokee, so the Trail of Tears hits my heart, too.
All right. So I say to you, thank you for educating me. Thank you, thank you. And I'm
thank
sorry.
Thank you for
and
taking
I'm
my
so
call.
Sorry anybody's ever been lynched, because it's wrong, it's horrible, it's terrible.
Absolutely.
But, okay,
absolutely.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye now.
She's very nice. I'm nice to everybody. I like people. And I like liberals. I have no problem with them unless they're trying to destroy my country and take my money away and destroy capitalism like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's dangerous. Trying to make America, Cuba, and Venezuela is dangerous. But calling up to point out someone was lynched in 81. But by the way, how long ago was 81? 81 to 91, 2001, 2011. We're almost in 2021. So 38 years ago, almost 40 years ago, almost four decades ago. That's the last one lynching that means in the United States of America. So it's been a long time. Matthew Shepard was lynched for being gay in 99 in Wyoming, I think. Wyoming, right? But again, one person, you can't make it like a whole country or a whole race is terrible because of one person. Whoever did it, awful. Any straight guy that lynched a guy who's gay, awful. Any white person that thinks about lynching a black person, awful. Horrible. Evil. But I'm just telling you, most white people that I've met like everyone. We're not against you because you're black or Hispanic or anything else. Most Trump people I know, there's no violence at Trump events. It's a lie. There's violence by the left. And in this case, Jussie Smollett is guilty of setting the civil rights movement back by 40 years. I hope Karen understands that. He's made a lot of people now nervous and suspicious of any claim, of anything, just like I've argued on this show. Are there bad men who force women to have sex in Hollywood? Yes. In Washington, D.C., yes. In New York, in big garment district, yes. In whatever business in the world, are there men who pressure women to have sex? Yes. But are there also women lying and making these stories up to get a $1 million settlement or a $10 million settlement? Yes. And are there women who begged a guy to get on the casting couch to get a $10 million part in a movie? Yes. And now they're coming back and saying, oh, he forced me. Yeah, that's happening too. So they're setting the women's movement back 40 years. No one's going to believe you anymore. Just like on college campuses, when women cry rape, some of them are raped. But when one's wrongly, illegally cry rape when it didn't happen, you're setting the movement back and you're willing to send men to jail who did nothing wrong. And so I'm all for putting in jail the bad guys who really are bad, who really do want to lynch a black person, who really do want to lynch a gay person, who really do want to rape a girl at college, who really do want to force you to have sex against your will to get a $10 million part in a movie. If you do that, you're a bad guy. But how many of them are really happening, and how many are making the story up? Jussie is setting back everyone's beliefs by 50 years. He just ruined the civil rights movement. He just ruined the idea of blacks being hated by whites, because they're not. And he committed a hate crime. That's a hate crime. What if someone had died in riots or in muggings because they said, this one's for Jussie Smollett, and they killed a white man? For nothing. For no reason. Walking, minding his own business down the street. What if that had happened? Jussie Smollett would be guilty of that murder. Not, you know, maybe not murder, but of course, promoting something that caused the murder. Or perhaps manslaughter. Or perhaps screaming fire in a theater where people get killed. There was no fire. Let's take some calls. J.D. in Las Vegas. Line 1. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Your buddy, Jussie, in my opinion, is in flagrante delicto, Latin term for the act of committing an offense.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Mr. McCabe last night. I watched it very intently. And just a couple of things. He was confused by the questions from the inspector general when he lied three times. This is a 21-year FBI employee. I wonder, did the questions confuse General Flynn, Roger Stone, and Professor Corsi and Papadopoulos? They weren't given a pass. Mr. McCabe wrote a memo with his meetings with President Trump and gave them to the Mueller investigation. Does he now violate executive privilege? And when he was asked by Pelley, how did Rob Rosenstein bring up the 25th Amendment? This is a 21-year employee assistant, appointed as assistant FBI director.
Deputy director. Deputy director.
Yeah. at his answer, how did Rob Rosenstein bring up the 25th Amendment? I quote, is quote, I don't remember. Rob Rosenstein raised the issue of the 25th Amendment, and he said, I never get searched when I go into the White House. The response from the Justice Department, McCabe is incorrect.
JD, we got to move. We're coming to the end of the segment, so we got to move. But all great points. Appreciate it, JD, a regular caller on my Las Vegas radio show, and always a very bright man with great ideas to point out to my audience. So thank you, JD, in Vegas. And by the way, I'll mention, it's just a coup. It was a slow-moving, subtle coup, but it was a coup nonetheless. Not the type you'd see in Venezuela, but a coup against the President of the United States because Democrats and liberals didn't like who was elected president. They decided to remove him from office any way they could. Any lie, any fraud, any minor issue turned into a big one. By the way, the segment is sponsored by Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. It's April 15th, coming up fast. Need I say more? If you have an IRS problem or an IRS audit or a problem with your tax returns or a question about taxes or the IRS, give Sam a call. He charges $190 a month to handle your case. And this is a big shot in Beverly Hills that's handled movie stars and rock stars and major politicians. You name it. Big shot. Sam Landis. Who did he handle? The most important, Wayne Root. Beat the IRS for me twice and didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. $190 a month for all of you. Give him a call. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Or go to WeHelpYou.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story. Nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCouryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Were you...
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want you to hear a text that just came in, because this is the left, okay? You notice how nice I was to the lady who called in? She's very nice, too, by the way. But this is your typical leftist. How he got my phone number, I have no idea, to text me. I hate your show, you son of a B. And he's, of course, spelled out the right word. Hashtag justice for Jussie. Justice for Jussie. Justice for Jussie. Three times. KKK. Trump will be in jail soon. The white man is on his way out. You are scared of the Browning of America. Wayne Root is a big racist. It's funny you won't put me on the air. Well, guess what, you moron? I just put you on the air. I exposed you as the dumbest SOB on the planet Earth with a vocabulary of a third grader. You stupid, stupid person. You liberals are so dumb you couldn't spell cat. If I spotted you the C and the T, you'd have no way to finish the word. You don't know anything about anything except that you're dumb and you don't make any money, and therefore it must be someone else's fault, and someone must have caused you a problem while you're on welfare or food stamps for the rest of your life. Try working. Stop protesting. Stop complaining. Get to work earlier than the other guy. Leave later than the other guy or gal. And maybe if you don't attend protest marches and you actually work and hustle for a living like I do, you'd have nothing to complain about and you'd have nothing to protest. That's the whole secret to life, you lame brains. I outwork everyone. I out-hustle everybody. And the result is I out-earn almost everybody. Not the riches of the rich. And I out-earn Bill Gates, but I've never been jealous of Bill Gates. I don't out-earn Donald Trump, but I've never been jealous of Donald Trump. Some people make more in a week than I make in a year. Some people make more in a day on Wall Street than I make in a year. But I make more than most people. I'm in the 1%. You know why? Because I hustle. My whole life, graduated valedictorian in my school, and then graduated with honors from one of the best colleges in the world, Columbia University, Ivy League, and then went into business in the first year, made six figures, and have never looked back. That's what America's about. Jewish kid, son of a butcher, born with nothing. My father was a butcher with a bloody apron, and I made it in America. And now I have a national TV show at the age of 57. You could probably count on one hand the amount of people in the history of TV that have gotten a show at the age of 56 last year. Count them on one hand, because America is the greatest country in the history of the world, and thank God, no one really cares about dummies like you. They care about me. Because what I prove is the American dream is alive. And it's great. And it doesn't leave people behind. If you're willing to work for it and hustle. Take that, moron. Vertical Research Advisory is the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA. And all you have to remember is those three letters, VRA, 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 VRA. My great friend Kip Erridge, another hustler, another great, brilliant guy from Wall Street, who has the top-performing global investment and economic newsletter in the whole country, and it's called VRA, and you find it at VRAinsider.com. That website is only for the viewers of this show on Newsmax TV. No one in the world knows that website except the viewers of this show. He sends you to that website to get 2 weeks free, courtesy of Wayne Root. You're a fan of Wayne Root? You get 2 weeks free to find out what it's all about. I'm telling you, I promise you, it'll be the best thing you ever made, the best decision you ever made, to get 2 weeks free and read his newsletter every morning and get insights, understanding of the greatest stocks on Wall Street. Go to VRAinsider.com, VRA, 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 VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. We got Ronnie from North Carolina on line two. Ronnie, you're on with Wayne Root. Keep it quick. We're almost done for the night.
Hey, Wayne. I just heard what you said, that man said, but I want to let you know I think you're awesome and you're doing a great job.
Thanks, sir.
And I want to say to Mr. Donald Trump, my president, I love you, and you keep going. But I actually called about the border wall.
Yes.
Now, if Obama took and he gave them people $150 billion without any vote from the Senate, Democrats or the Republicans, why in the hell don't Donald Trump take $5 billion and just say, kiss my ass?
Well, because he can't. Unfortunately, in America, Congress, it's okay, it's okay. ASS is a word you can say on national radio and TV. It's not a great word, but you can say it, and it's okay, Ronnie. But here, because you're angry like I am, I get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Ronnie, here's the deal. Ronnie, you can't just do whatever you want if you're president, unfortunately. But I do think you can do it with an executive order. I do think you can do it with a national security emergency. So he's doing it. He is doing it. He's getting it from the
budget. What did Obama do? Steal the money?
No, but look, Obama was a lousy president. I can't stand Obama. He hurt the American economy, but he didn't steal anything. He didn't steal anything. I don't think Obama stole a thing. What Obama did was he stole capitalism. He tried to kill the whole American economy and put it in favor. Let me put it in business terms, Ronnie. In business, there's the 80-20 rule. You only get rich by paying attention to the 20% of your customers at the top, not the 80 at the bottom. That 20 makes you rich. Pay attention to those customers. You know what Obama did? He ran the whole country for the 80% on the bottom, and he didn't give a crap about the 20 at the top. Matter of fact, he persecuted, he targeted, he intimidated, and he tried to put out of business the 20% at the top. If you run the country for the people on welfare, guess what happens? You run the country into the damn ground. And that's what Obama did for 8 years. That's why you liberals watching right now go, oh, not true. Great economy. Really. Lowest GDP since the Great Depression. Sorry, but liberals don't understand facts. The Great Depression in the 1930s had the same economic growth figures as Obama's 8 years. But the media lied to you and committed fraud for 8 years and refused to tell you it was as bad as the Great Depression. And Obama put us $10 trillion in debt to produce the worst numbers since the 1930s. That's a fact. He didn't steal anything except capitalism and good times, and he spread misery. See you tomorrow.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.